This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so we got about another hour left in the show. And before the break, we were talking with Patty. We were going over a few things. And she had one more question, so I wanted to keep her on. So, Patty, what was that that other question that you had for us?
Thank you, Patrick. It was actually a two-parter back to the lawn is, given the dead areas that the grubs have destroyed, do I need to, like put in a whole new lawn in those areas? And what my other question with that is, I do have some of it goes near a leach bed. I don't know if that's a problem in my case. This is a sort of farmland lawn. It's not special lawn. So my other question I've wondered is there a way to get some little tiny short flower seeds in the mix or to add to it for the future?
Yeah, so you definitely can add something like that. But for the areas that the grubs have destroyed, the lawn's just not going to come back. That's not going to happen, unfortunately. So it would be something where you're going to have to put new seed down. You're going to have to get something growing there. If you don't put anything down, like any, you know, grass seed or even the wildflower seed, what's going to start growing there is weeds. So your weeds are going to start growing. And, exactly. And so when you put something down like a grass seed, it helps defend those other weeds that are trying to come in there. Because if they have nothing to go against, weeds can just grow without an issue. But if you're putting seed down, at least it's a fighting chance to fight back some of the other weeds. Now, if
so
you
like
wanted
to churn up the whole soil,
wouldn't turn up the soil there, because sometimes when you turn it up, you're going to bring weed seeds from underneath up. What I like to do is clean up the area, add some, you know, maybe some compost or like a planting mix or even some topsoil to the area, kind of rake it in, level it out so that when you put new seeds, it's not going to be like higher. You want to make sure that soil that you put down is going to be level to the soil that's under it, so that you're not having, like, bumps in the lawn. And then you could put the seed down and kind of, you know, either rake it in a little bit or put a little bit of compost over the top or just let it sit on the top there. And water it in consistently. The watering is the big thing when it comes to being successful in the lawn. You could do the same thing with the wildflower seed. You can actually buy wildflower seeds that you can just sprinkle everywhere and create like a flower garden that way too.
Can you recommend something that the super short ones that show up like little white, little tiny short?
So you could actually, some people might not want it in their lawn, but clover is one that has that white little flower. They'll stay short. It's actually becoming very popular. is having clover lawns. You know, there's micro clover, then there's regular, the white clover seeds. People will put that all over the lawn because those white flowers, it's a nice look to it. You can mow it and it'll come back. But it's that green, so it'll stay that way. So you could use like a clover like that.
Other is there than one that, I've seen little white, like just four petals, little tiny white stars.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think what that is. There are some others I was trying to think of. Like, there is a vinca that's a ground cover that stays low that has a white flower to it. I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Okay.
But, you know, it, one that I know is white, but it has, like, more of that cone is the clover flower.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
But those would
I know about the clover, but, yeah.
You know, and then clover is becoming more popular because it stays green during the season.
Uh-huh.
The green,
uh-huh.
You know, leaves to it. So it helps, you know, with that green look. It goes in less ideal conditions. It'll grow in there,
right.
So it's not too bad that way, and that could be one of the reasons why a lot of people are using it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a great one, Patty, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jay is in South Carolina.
Jay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
A couple of years ago, I planted two red buds.
Okay.
Trees. The varieties are forest pansies.
Yep.
And they're supposedly they have a burgundy tint to the leaf.
Okay. Yep.
And what I have found is that the new growth comes out real pretty purple, burgundy, but then as the season goes along, the leaf turns to just a dark green. And I wondered if there was something I could add to the soil that would help maintain the burgundy.
Okay. Now, the idea behind some of them will go to that green level to it. But the question I have for you is, how much sun does it have? How much shade does it have?
A lot of afternoon sun.
Okay. And it, so does it, so would you say it just starts like after noon or after 2 or
maybe after 2.
Okay. So I'm thinking part of the reason is it doesn't get enough sunlight in the area for it. It does go in partial shade and will go into the sun. It needs to have some of that sun keep that purpley leaf structure to it. So you have the forest pansy, you said?
Yes.
And so a lot of the forest pansy is supposed to stay that purple. I would think one of the issues would be the amount of sun it's getting. What you could do is try to... have you fertilized it at all?
Yes. I've given it some holly tone. I know that may not... it's not evergreen, but that's what I have. And I like that fertilizer, so I went ahead and used it.
Yep. So... you know, you could use the Hollytone's fine because it's just a little bit acidic to it, but it's going to, you know, you're looking for more like a tree tone, which is more of a all-purpose for trees from the same company that does Hollytone. That would be Espoma, but it's called Tree Tone. So Some of the reasons, I think the major thing with it is going to be the amount of sun it receives. So the more sun it has, the better the leaf color is going to be. So it needs the sun to create the chlorophyll inside to build up the color into it. By late summer, it's usually going to be a green as it is, and then turn to that yellow color at the end of the season. But I think what one of the things is the sunlight helps it stay that deeper purple all throughout spring and all throughout summer. And then as the season progresses, you'll lose the color in the flower and then fade from like a purple to a dark green to a yellow for the fall. So I think sun is something definitely, but fertilizing, you know, using a tree tone, or you could even use like a 10-10-10 all-purpose to give it something back to really rejuvenate it. And fertilizing it, you would fertilize on the drip line of the plant. So however wide the plant is, wherever the leaves are out, you know, out as wide as it is, that's where we would put it into the soil. You could sprinkle it into the soil around it, or what I like to do is make like four holes in a circle around the plant and put the fertilizer in those four holes, cover them back in, and then water the plant in.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll give it a try. I appreciate the information.
No problem, Jay. You have a great Easter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great Easter, Patrick.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is down and born in the Cape Cod.
All right, Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Easter.
You as well.
Patrick, I just wanted to get your opinion. I did send a soil sample into Natural Alternatives.
Okay.
And I did get it back. I called up. I spoke with Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I did order their products. And I guess, you know, on my soil sample itself, I do have a little moss problem, and I explained to her, and I thought I had a pH problem, but my pH was 6.8, which she said is fine.
Yep.
However, she said my potassium level was only 2.4, and that was half of my problem.
Okay.
And she said you've got to put down you know, in my situation, 4 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And I've been going crazy trying to find a good fertilizer with a high potassium, count in it, like a 0060, which hardly anybody carries. So I was looking at a 16616. But I just wanted your opinion on what you can think of a product for a good potassium count.
Now, what was everything else high in potassium, or was everything else regular, or?
Yeah, she said everything else looked good except for my potassium level.
Okay.
Which does stimulate root foundation.
Yes, it definitely does. Now, while we're talking, I'm looking at the Espoma website because they have single-ingredient fertilizers. But you're looking for potash, would be one that you're looking to add. I know High Yield has one, but Espoma has a potash product. It's a 0060. It promotes, obviously, it's going to be doing that. What I would suggest doing is, you're in Bourne, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the zip code in Bourne?
02532.
All right, I'm going to search the area here to see who has the potash for you. Let's see. There's a couple places you could find it. You could try any of the Mahoney's down on the Cape on Falmouth.
Okay.
You could try them. But you could try, they're saying that Spencer Gardens in Buzzards Bay carries Espoma products.
Okay.
There's a place called East Sandwich Garden and Pet. In East Sandwich, that's a certified Espoma dealer. So they most likely have that potash with you. But you, the Espoma product, I believe it comes in a four-pound bag, the straight potash. So depending upon how much you need, how many square feet, you know, you could buy the bags by it. I think it only comes in one size for it.
I believe you're right. It is 4 pounds. And I've got about, you know, just a little bit over 5,000 square feet.
Okay. So that would be the easiest way to do it from Espoma, to buy their potash. You can find it at the local garden centers. Those were a couple. If you want, go to the best way to do it, go to the Espoma website. It's espoma.com. And so you can call to get all the different numbers. When you can search, it'll you'll go to their products, and it will say synthetic fertilizers. You'll click on that. You'll see potash, and then you'll actually have a little button on the side that says where to buy.
Okay.
You can click on that, put your zip code, and that will show you the garden centers around, and you can call ahead to see if they have it. But I think that certified dealer out of Sandwich would have it. They usually carry, you know, anybody who's a certified dealer usually carries just about every Espoma product.
Sounds great, Patrick. Thank you so much.
All righty. And if you want, you can always email me that soil sample so I can look at it too. The email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to take a look at it as well. And you have a great Easter.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Always very cautious with his predictions, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he is encouraged by the latest pandemic numbers in the United States.
Seems almost a paradox, but it really isn't. At the same time that the deaths continue to go up, we're having indications that we are reaching that peak, that apex, and will start to come down.
Pope Francis offering a message of hope during the Easter holiday, the pontiff urging the faithful not to yield to fear as he led an Easter vigil mass on Saturday night in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. Former Vice President Joe Biden is the winner of Alaska's Democratic presidential primary election yesterday. Biden has a 10-point lead over Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dan is in Louisiana.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I'm in deep Louisiana, south of New Orleans in Metairie, Louisiana. I had a kumquat tree that's about 25 years old. And year before last, we had a very serious freeze. The tree was heavily damaged. It had about five major limbs, and I believe at least three of them have died. I've cut at least that many off. Two of them are still alive, but still kind of damaged. They are starting to sprout this year. Last year's growth is very, very small. But these, and I have some new limbs. Look like they want to come up on those two major limbs. About old growth is about maybe 15 inches on them. And down on the trunk where those other limbs have died, has died all the way down the trunk, maybe halfway around. I fertilized this tree in last year and also again this year in January. And I think all this growth is coming from the attention I'm giving to it. But my question is, do you think it's past the point of no return? Have I gone over the large part and now this little tree might live?
I don't think it's past, you know, no return at this point. By having new growth popping up and seeing things along those lines, I think you're going to be all right. Now, when you had this damage to it, did you prune off a lot of the damaged or the dead that has come about it?
Well, yes and no. I peeled off last year everything that I knew positively was dead, but there was some that I couldn't quite identify as dead yet. That's why I waited till this year to trim it. Now, I've trimmed most of that back, and I did not trim the large limb. I had two major large limbs coming off the trunk. One of them is still allowed, but I did not trim the other one all the way back, because if I did that and had to go down the trunk, it would weaken the trunk to where I thought it might break. So I left that there as sort of like a splinter to,
yep,
to give it strength.
Okay. Now, so one of the things that happens with trees that have damage like that, or who have dead on the plant is still actively trying to fix that area. It's trying to do something to the plant to get it to rejuvenate. So a lot of times, I suggest getting rid of all the dead that's there, because the plant is still, doing something to fix it. Now, a lot of citrus trees will have like a graft to them. They'll be grafted onto other plants to grow. The new growth that's coming out the sides there that you said was towards the bottom, can you tell, is that basically from where you had branches before, or is that underneath where a graft might be?
No, it's not the graft. I'm very familiar with,
okay,
that.
Okay,
I
just wanted to make sure.
But I did want to tell you this. The bark that's growing on the other half of the tree that's very alive looks like it's actively trying to get around the tree. You can see the new growth coming on it.
Okay. So I think you were worried if it was too far gone. I don't think it's too far gone. One thing I'd like to see you do and add to the fertilizing that you've done, there's a product out there from Natural Alternative called Protolizer, okay? Protolizer is basically vitamins for your plants. Now, it's like if we were to eat, it would be our vitamins and our food. We'd go both of them. They would work together to create stronger plants. And that's what this Protolizer does, okay? So Protolizer will also, anything that is weakened, a plant like that, it will help it. And it would be something where a lot of fertilizers you use once in the spring and then once maybe later in the fall. This would be one where you could use every 2 weeks to help get it back to good growing levels. And then once a month, and again, that would really help it. It would help its root system and help develop more. I'd recommend getting rid of as much of the dead growth as possible to help the rest of it. Once it's this year, you said you've already starting to see flowers popping out on it.
No, it already bloomed and has,
okay,
made fruit.
Okay.
Not many, maybe 10 kumquats. But the new growth is growing very, very rapidly. But the flowers now are finished already.
Okay, so what I want you to do at the end of this season, once you've had the fruit and you're done with the season, prune it back. Okay, prune it, and not heavily prune it, but prune it by a third of all that growth that you've had. Reason being is that's going to actually start growing a little bit thicker there. So every time you prune back, there's a hormone that's in each branch, and it's trying to become the leader of that branch. When you cut it back, now two hormones will branch out to become the new leader, and it will start to get bigger that way. So once you've taken the fruit off and you feel like you're done for the season, that's when I would prune it, okay? So that it can start to get thicker and bigger that way. Adding the Protolizer to it is definitely going to help get those nutrients that are already in the soil more active to where you want them on the plant. You'll notice a difference after a few applications, because it's beneficial. It helps the root system develop, which means more shoots on the plant for you.
Patrick, excuse me. One other question. The sod that has died, does it still have an active root system?
So it does. It's still part of the whole root system. The whole thing is the same. So that root system is going to be working together. So the root system doesn't know a side. It doesn't know the difference between the left and the right. It just knows one. So it's going to still continue to work and keep going from there. So you don't have to worry about the root system on one side or the other.
So when I'll fertilize that side that had the dead.
Fertilize the whole,
as if it still had a drip line.
Exactly right.
And where did I get this stuff? I don't ever remember seeing this.
So the Protolizer is online through a company called Natural Alternative.
Okay.
Okay. They also have a phone number I can give to you now.
Oh, good.
That you can call them.
Good.
Their phone number is 888.
Okay.
546-5941. And give them a call tomorrow. They're not in the office today. You'll most likely speak with Victoria. Tell her that Patrick sent you. And they'll give you free shipping, and they have some discounts added on with some of their products as well.
Let me read that number back, please.
Yeah, it's 888-546-5941.
Is that correct?
Perfect. Yep.
And ask for Victoria.
Well, she'll be the one most likely to answer the calls for you. But Victoria and anybody there can help you. But Victoria's one. She's always on the show with us, helping us out, giving us some good ideas of what to do with their products. But it's definitely worth using this Protolizer. It will change the way you look at fertilizers, because fertilizers work, but they need something else to get them to be even stronger, and that's what this Protolizer does.
Patrick, you've told me exactly what I wanted to hear, because I knew I was doing everything right, but I didn't think I did everything right that I could do.
You definitely are doing it right. It's just a little bit more to it, and without knowing it, you're not going to be able to do it. And I think this Protolizer is going to be a game changer for you.
And I'm not going to take that major trunk off that's rotted, because I think that it would weaken the tree so badly that it may crack. I'm going to leave that up.
Yeah.
Like if I tie another, stick to the side of it to keep it from falling over.
You could do something like that. You could even then, stake the tree again.
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
that. So I'd almost stake it for a safety purpose, because looking at it, if that were to just fall on its own, right? Say, you don't prune it back and it gets rotted and it falls out on its own. What could happen that you're afraid of could actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
So by staking it, you're going to hold it into place there.
Yeah.
The one thing I worry about with the part that's rotted and not cutting it out, and I understand why you're not doing it, is if it does break, it doesn't break on a clean. Usually with a break, it doesn't have a clean cut like when you were saw it or something.
Yes.
So if it gets really bad.
Yes.
I would cut it.
Take it out, huh?
Okay.
Because it's not rotten now. It looks like a steak. It's nice and clean.
Yeah. But if you notice it's starting to be really weaker, if it breaks off, it's going to do more damage to the plant than if you prune it off.
Yes.
So that would be something to look at.
Yeah, I'm aware of that sort of thing. I'm a
perfect
gardener from way, way back.
Perfect.
By the way, I grow amaryllis, and they're beautiful right now down here.
Awesome. That's great to hear. I love having an amaryllis that everybody uses for, like, Christmas time to be blooming at a different time of year to see. I love it.
I have a rare, rare, rare white double.
Really?
Probably not more than 1,000 in the whole world. It was developed right here in Metairie, Louisiana.
Now, is that one you will keep back each year?
Oh, yes, yes. I have some that are probably 50 years old.
Now, with for you down there where it's warmer, do you have to bring those into, like, almost overwinter them, or do you leave them out in the ground all year?
You can leave them in the ground, but if they're in pots, you leave them out until they say it's going to freeze, next week. Then you break your, trying to get them to some place where they won't freeze. But you can cover them. They'll usually be okay. But year before last, we had a very, very severe freeze. And that little kumquat, as I said, I know it's my son. I've had it since he was a teenager, and he's 50 now. So it's got to have a little age. But they never grow too high. It's maybe 12, 13 feet high. And only two limbs are left on it now. And I really have been fighting for these 2 years to try to save it. And last year I didn't think I would make it. But now it's looking so good. I'm very encouraged. And I just wanted to kind of call you to see if I could boost it, and you've done me a big, big favor.
Great.
If it worked, I'll give you a call back and let you know.
I hope to hear from you. And again, check in with Victoria. She'll take care of you. Just let her know that you talk with me, and I know she'll help you out either way, but I know she'll help you out this time.
Thank you so much, Patrick, and may you have a very, very Easter.
You too. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Be careful of that virus.
We're doing it what we can.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, here. Got about 15 minutes left in the show. So we're going to, we've got about a minute before the break here. So we're going to do our best to help you guys out. 855-660-4261. Over the next break, we'll only have time maybe for like one phone call, maybe two. We'll do our best. But we'll be here. So when we take a break here, get in there, give us a call, and we'll help you out. But if not, you can always call us next week, or you can listen to the podcast online at paulparent.com. Join our newsletter there. Shoot us an email. We'll get you on there. But we're going to take a break now. When we get back, we'll wrap up the show. I'll see you in a few.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks you tree and shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into them. Nathan, who's up first?
Tom is in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I just have a question about hyacinth. It was blooming nicely for 2 years, and now it doesn't bloom. And also daffodils. Just don't bloom. And I'm wondering what I could do to make them bloom.
Okay, have they started to pop this year and they just are showing leaves, that's it?
They're just showing leaves the past 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And no blossom.
So sometimes with them, they'll just get to a point where they're not going to rebloom for you. Now, how many years prior did you have them in?
Oh, I think maybe 8 or 10 years. I've had them probably 8 years.
So sometimes what will happen is it just gets to a point and they're just not coming back. What I would suggest doing is instead of digging them all out, put some more in there to mix with them. Maybe the last year or so, last couple of years, the weather has been a factor in it. Just the off and on temperature decreases, increases. I know on Martha's Vineyard it's a little bit warmer here and there. But everything else, you know, I was on the vineyard last year and everything was lush and beautiful. So I didn't see as many like damage like that. But it was towards the summer. I wouldn't have seen like the spring flowering. So you could add new ones. But my concern is that they don't it's not like a every year type thing. Sometimes they just get to a point where there's nothing left. You can try fertilizing them using like a bulb tone. Some people use bone meal. Depends. Some people don't like to use bone meal just because of it can attract some rodents.
Yeah.
But I'd give it something to do. You know, try the bulb tone. Try using like a 10-10-10 all-purpose to give it back something to try and push that growth back. Maybe the soil's lost some of its pH levels or, you know, nutrients, and that's going to help it.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I will do that.
All right, Tom. Good luck and happy Easter.
Okay, yes, happy Easter.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn is in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a question about tulips. I was given a pot of tulips for Easter. When I got them a couple of days ago, they were just buds. They weren't open. But now they're fully open. I'm asking the question, can I transfer them outside? Because someone told me they were just bulbs and they could be put outside after.
So they are bulbs and they can be put outside afterwards. What you want to do is you can bring them out slowly and then bring them back in during the night when it's going to be really cold and acclimate them to outside. Once it's safe to leave them outside overnight, you can leave them outside and get them into the soil. Into a nice sunny area. They'll die back. There won't be much to them. But then a lot of times with some of these bulbs, they'll come back for a number of years afterwards. They won't be as prolific as they were the first year, but they will come back year after year to do that. So it is something you can definitely put right into the ground.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Should I fertilize them or do anything like that?
I wouldn't do anything at this point. It's already kind of done its thing for the year.
Okay.
So it's not something you need to do. When you plant it, add some nice compost to the existing soil to really give it something to develop its root system. But I think that's all you'll need to do.
Okay. Thank you very
Alrighty.
Much.
Have a great
happy Easter to you and your family.
You too.
Thank you. Bye
Bye-bye.
Now.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up for the show. I appreciate everybody who called. It was a great show. I know everybody out there is celebrating Easter. Let's do it. Enjoy our families while we can, while we have them. My family lost my Uncle Billy this week, my mom's brother, a couple years older. He was 71 years old. We lost him this week with some complications from that COVID-19. So remember to take care of your family. Be good to each other. Plant something, but you know what? I want you guys to check on people that you haven't talked to. Tell them you love them. Tell them you see them. And just tell them you're thinking of them. Even if it's a Facebook post, it's a message, anything. Just to let somebody know you care, because you never know when that's going to be over. So I leave you. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll see you next week.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.